Previously on Algoa FM.
We've got a special guest in studio. So the National Arts Festival kicks off in Makhanda tomorrow. And this morning we're joined by local filmmaker and lecturer at AFDA right here in Gqeberha, Jacques Clutha, who alongside Jacques Batista, who's the head of drama at Collegiate High School, produced the first multi-language South African true-to-genre horror film called Feeters van Ampersand. With a cast comprising over 20 Collegiate Girls High School and Grey Boy High School learners, the film is also the first South African horror film of the size to exclusively feature teenagers as the main characters, and it's the first to create a new fable and culturally inspired monster. Jacques, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Leon Charlton. It's very good to be here.
Jacques, I think before we get into the nitty-gritty as to why you are here, Leon, I want to get back to you. Horror movies. We have to talk about this. Because you always chat movies on the show, right? And I know you and horror movies. I mean, I think the last horror movie you saw was Gummy Bears.
Yeah, no, I don't do too well with horror.
What's the last horror movie you've watched?
I don't even know. They're not even on my radar. Okay. I avoid by all means.
I know you always say you need Lesego next to you at least if it's something scary, but take care. I think my top three-ish, The Exorcist, the original, Jaws, and Don't Breathe.
Jaws?
Jaws is kind of like a horror.
Okay, that then would have been my last horror.
Okay, Jaws. Did you watch that one?
Yes.
Okay.
That one my daughter used to call George.
George. Okay. Yeah.
Jacques?
Wait. You caught me. I was about to say.
What were you about to say?
The cast or the actors in that movie. Often they used to scream on the beach. Jacques! Jacques!
Oh, gosh.
Jacques!
Jacques.
And Jacques is our guest in studio this morning.
I think they screamed Jacques.
Yeah, well.
Jacques, your scariest movie or your favorite, let me say, horror movie of all time?
It's difficult to pick one. I'll pick one that served as an inspiration for what we did now this year. 1976's Carrie by Brian De Palma, which is based on a Stephen King novel. And when it comes to horror, I think Stephen King's stories are just unmatched.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Carrie. Okay. I think I see that disgusted look on Jacques' face. He's really upset that I haven't seen that movie.
Leah Curry, but yeah, sorry.
That was redone recently, if I'm not mistaken.
It has been, yeah. Yes.
So Charlton reckons Jacques said Carrie and Lee heard Carrie.
She'll watch that movie.
Okay, so, I mean, there are so many firsts attached to this movie, Ampers van Feetersand, which you, along with Jacques Batista, have produced. And I have to say that I am super keen to go and watch it. It premieres on the 24th. And I do need to ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scary would you say it is?
Well, seeing as it features high school children, we had to keep it at their level. It will scare you.
Okay.
Yeah. It will scare anyone who's not used to horror.
Okay.
But I kept it level, I would say 5 out of 10. Okay. It's pretty enjoyable for all ages, I think.
Okay.
I think that said, Jacques, what inspired the film, the movie?
A few things. I took inspiration from personal stories that I know about and, you know, what I think is needed in terms of South African stories. So, you know, I think everyone has a parent or a grandparent told, you know, tell them the journey that they had to take back in the day to school, the long walk. And often it sounded like they had to go drop the ring into Mount Doom. So I took that idea and I thought, okay, cool. Well, first, look, Jacques Batista from Collegiate came to me and said, listen, I found this beautiful old abandoned synagogue in Willowmore. Let's do something here. Yeah. So I thought, okay, cool. What can the synagogue be? So I decided on the school is out of town. You know, kilometers out of town, as everything was apparently back in the day. Mm. And the synagogue is this halfway rest stop of sorts for these children to stop and rest, but also to play. And they don't really want to go home because there's nothing to do in home. The story takes place in somewhere in the 1900s. We don't really specify when it takes place. Yeah. But yeah, the synagogue is this halfway rest stop for the children to just relax and do their own thing.
Sure. Okay.
That's my second question. What is the film about? And I think you pretty much gave
it. Well, I can expand upon that. Yeah. So,
but you don't want to give away too much.
No, I'm not giving away too much. So the idea behind it was, it's a 40-minute film. And whenever you're doing a shorter form story, you need to think about extremes to really get the point across. So very early on, I decided I want to... the thematic value should be, you know, the loss of innocence, you know, when you're a teenager and, you know, you go into adulthood, there's always that point where, you know, you enter adulthood.
Naivety goes out the window.
Yeah, for me it was starting to pay for my own petrol, you know.
Okay. Yep.
So, which has just gotten worse and worse and worse.
He had a car as a teenager, Charlton. Good grief.
So, the basic idea was, what's the most innocent thing and what's the most, well, what's the opposite of innocence? And I thought of, you know, playing games, you know, hide and seek, tag. It's the most beautiful, innocent thing that you can do.
Yeah.
And what's the opposite of that? Well, going from play to, and I decided, well, why not just death? You know, or a life and death situation.
Extremes, yeah.
So the entire thing is they play these games and they do play with things that they're not supposed to. They take chances, you know. And it goes from hide and seek to hide and seek.
Okay.
So,
Things ramp up quite quickly.
Yes.
So, but let's go back to the name, okay? I did Afrikaans B at school, not Afrikaans A. What does the name Veters van Ampersand mean? I know amper means almost. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, so Veters van Ampersand, the title itself, it's an homage to a book, an Afrikaans book that was also adapted into a show called Het van Verlange Kral. It's also about this, this girl, teenage girl dealing with teenage issues. So Veters van Ampersand, Veters refers to the titular character. Her nickname is Veters.
Is that laces?
Which means laces, And that's a nickname because she's the only one of them who doesn't have shoes.
Okay.
So they tease her. Ampersand is the fictional town's name. Ampersand, you know, it translates to almost sand. And if you think of the Karoo, almost sand.
Okay.
But also ampersand is little ant symbol. You know, the et al symbol. And that ties into the mysterious entity that they have to face.
A lot of thought that's gone into this. So it's an Afrikaans film, but are there going to be subtitles?
It's an English film.
Okay.
It features four different languages, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so the full title of the film is Veters van Ampersand, a South African folktale. So it's mostly English, but it features all the other languages. Well, so not all of them, but
this is what makes it the first multi-language South African true-to-genre horror film.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it. Jacques, any plans to release it elsewhere?
We're starting with the National Arts Festival, and then down the line, we're definitely going to... There's so many festivals in South Africa, and we're planning to hit them all.
We're hoping it gets to Cannes as well.
Me too.
Listen, how long did it take to shoot, Jacques?
6 days. We shot for 6 days in Wollomo.
Gosh, how was the experience of working with 20 teenagers on a location set for 6 days? And did they bring it in terms of performance?
Oh, they brought it. I'll start with saying that. They really brought it. I was so proud of them. And look, that's the nice thing about when you're younger. You don't overthink things.
Mm.
Like, I fed them the lines right before we did a scene because I knew... Once you start overthinking something, now it gets complicated. But, you know, they just went for it and they really delivered and I was super impressed. What it was like when I saw them all, you know, reading, you know, like I think it was like 26, you know, cast of 26. And reading it on paper, like, 26. But when they started pouring out of the bus... I wanted to get on the bus.
That sounds like a horror movie in itself.
I mean, even that, even the fact that you have like an ensemble cast of over 20 teenagers is another first for the movie. So that's fantastic. I mean, we're really looking forward to it, but we're going to have to ask you now to do a little quiz for us. So we've got a thing on breakfast called the Breakfast Brain, where we normally give away R1,000. Unfortunately, we wouldn't give R1,000 away to one of our interviewees because you're also not going to have a time limit. But we do have a couple of questions. I think there are 5 questions here.
Yeah, it's horror movie related because you seem to be the horror movie expert. And then we need some theme music as well. So Lee, I think you can shoot with the first description.
Shall we do one?
Okay. The first description of it. Here we go.
Ready, Jacques?
Yes.
A troubled teen is shunned by her peers and tormented by her religious...
Carrie.
Oh my word!
You got the first line. Look how long the paragraph is. Lee's going to go.
I haven't even finished.
My word.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Second question. A masked killer is picking off teens one by
Halloween.
One.
Halloween.
No. Wait.
Okay. Wait. Finish. But these teens grew up watching horror movies. So they know all the tropes and cliches.
Oh, that's Scream.
Okay. Number three. A rogue great white shark is devouring swimmers, but the mayor won't close the beach because it's tourist season. Now it's up to the police chief, a scientist, and a grizzled shark hunter to end the shark's reign of terror.
Well, Lee, it seems like we're going to need a bigger boat because that's Jaws.
Okay.
Next one. A family moves into a nice suburban house, but inexplicable events culminate in their young daughter vanishing. A voice calling out from the TV. They discover the house was built on a cemetery and flee to a hotel.
Oh, I think this is going to trip him up.
Well, there's like 50 of those.
Okay.
If I have to, it sounds like Poltergeist.
Oh, well done. Finger snaps.
All right.
And the last one.
Oh, goodness.
A writer brings his family to a hotel in the mountains where they'll be the caretakers and sole occupants for the winter. Forces inside the hotel and the writer's mind gradually drive him insane, and he assaults his wife and son with an axe.
Yeah, directed by the great Stanley Kubrick, and also another Stephen King novel, The Shining.
Oh, you are not shunning.
Five out of five. Well done, Jacques.
Good grief. If Jacques was a listener phoning in, he would have won that 1,000 rands. Listen, Jacques, we are so looking forward to it. Congratulations to you and to Jacques Batista, head of drama at Collegiate High School, as well as the over 20.
Yeah, everyone at Grey, our cinematographer, David Stowe, Nikki Skuman from Grey, everyone, they did such a fantastic job and a lovely team to collaborate with.
Fantastic. Listen, so you can catch Theatres from Van Ampersand, you're the name, Theatres Van Ampersand at the National Arts Festival in Makanda from the 24th. It premieres on the 24th and it plays all the way till the 27th of July at the Olive Schreiner Theatre. Tickets are 25 Rand each and it plays at 6:30 every one of those nights.
Thank you, Jacques. Jacques Clute chatting to us about the first multi-language South African true-to-genre horror film called Theatres Van Ampersand. Jacques, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.